Hello there, Penny Droppers, and we have reached crunch time in this series of How to Be a Better Host. More specifically, we've reached compass time because we've reached the part in the series where we talk about the interview itself and how we as the host guide the conversation so that it feels natural, but also helps us to uncover really great, rich, and valuable insights. So whether you're hosting a podcast, moderating a panel, or even just asking questions in a meeting, or even of your partner and kids, it's usually how we guide the conversation that matters. And look, like most of us, you've probably been told that there are closed questions and open questions. But I reckon that is way too limiting. There are so many more types of questions, and because of that, I've developed a tool that I call the question compass, hence the start of this podcast episode, which helps us to, I guess, navigate any interview or conversation. It helps us work out what direction we want to take with our questions, depending on the answer that we're after, so the destination that we want to get to. However, while we might assume that the roots of the question compass began when I was working in radio, they actually began in my very first job. Now, long-time listeners of The Penny Drop will remember a story that I told about my very first job, but not everyone will remember. So let's just take a couple of minutes and go back in time and listen to that now. You see, when I was a kid, I got to go to work with Dad on the farm, and my job was as I like to refer to it, Chief Gate Opener, or CGO. Don't laugh, this is important and often quite tricky business because, you see, as Chief Gate Opener, I'd have all sorts of different gates that I'd have to know how to open. Some were simple, a bit like this one that I'm standing in front of here because, you see, the posts were straight. I could simply open the latch, she says, simply. Take two, we'll just cut and edit that bit out. I could simply open it like that, and it would just swing open. No problem. I'll just close that so the cattle don't come through. But then there are others, like this one up here, just running along a fence line now, with Leo the dog, where, here we go, I can't just open that because it's stuck on the ground. So even to just open the latch, I've really got to put my might into it. Got it undone. And then to open the gate, I've actually got to lift it right up and I've got to walk it out all the way, holding the weight of that gate to open it up. And the other bit to consider about gates is that some gates let you into big paddocks, while others let you into kind of straight, narrow laneways. And so now, to that metaphor, I know you've been waiting for it. I reckon questions can be a little like gates. Some are easy and obvious to ask, while others feel kind of heavy and they remain heavy until an outcome or a learning is found. Some open our brains up into really big pastures, while others direct us along a particular road. And either way, knowing how to ask the right questions in the right situation is, just like me as a kid, what makes us powerful. Because ultimately, if we're not opening gates, we're going nowhere. We're just stuck in the ute with Dad on the other side. But what I'd really like for you to think about is, how good are you at opening gates? Are you always opening the simple ones? Or are you holding the weight until others can find their way through? As I just close the gate on this episode of The Penny Drop, so cheesy. Oh, wow. I really was cheesy back there, although I'm not sure if I've got any better. So really what this is all about is that every host needs to be a chief gate opener. And I've taken what I learned from opening gates and I've put it straight into my question compass. And this is a tool, you can use it as a worksheet, that helps us to guide the way. So I'm going to tell you how it works. Just as the gates are, there are light questions, there are heavy questions, there are wide questions, and there are narrow ones. So up north, picture the compass, this is where we ask light questions. They're focused on experiences, so the surface level stories and circumstances that people have gone through, our guests have gone through. In the South, in contrast, the heavy questions live down here, and it's focused on beliefs. So we're digging deeper here to understand what those experiences that we've just found about asking the like questions up north actually mean to someone, so they feel heavier. Now, over on the East, we've got wide questions here, and they open up ideas. So they're expansive. They're allowing people to explore possibilities and philosophies in those big, broad contexts. But then over in the West, that's where we get narrow and we get questions that focus on details. So it's about zooming in on specifics, helping us as hosts to avoid assumptions or biases, but also to get clarity on a conversation. We get their perspectives, their opinions, if you like. However, look, most of the time we're not strictly working in one direction, north, east, south, or west. Most of the time, we're actually navigating in the diagonals, so the northwests or the southeasts. I just want to go through them for you quickly, and I know that podcasting is not a visual medium, so you can't see this compass. You are having to imagine it in your brain, but if you do want to see it, then keep listening because I'll tell you the details about my Ask Better Questions workshop, which is coming up in a couple of weeks' time. And I go on a deep dive on this compass and you actually get the handout that you can use in all your prep. So picture Northeast. Now, in the Northeast, we're in searching mode as hosts. We're looking at both ideas and experiences because we're trying to get the big picture. This is where we're learning about philosophies, so the wide view of how someone sees the world, and circumstances, so the personal context that they are operating in. This is all about exploring their environment, both personally and globally, just so we can understand the broader situation. This stuff is usually pretty light and it's easy to ask about. Now, over on the Northwest, again, picture this on the compass, we shift from searching to extracting. So we've got the context. Now we're pulling out the stories and the specifics. It's about diving deeper into the person's experiences and drawing out the concrete moments. So the decisions, the characters that kind of form their narrative. We're moving from broad ideas into the narrower details that make the story real and grounded. Again, this is still in the top half, the north of the compass. So it's all pretty light and easygoing. But then we go down to the southwest and it's time for clarifying here. We focus on the details and their beliefs. So these are the heavier questions where we get to the heart of what our guest really thinks and feels. We're exploring their perspectives, how they interpret the details, and we're uncovering the solutions that they believe in. And this is where the conversation really starts to get deeper, more meaningful and more thoughtful. These are the quotable moments. And then we head over to the southeast and we move from clarifying into expanding. So after drilling down into the details and the beliefs, now we open things back up again. And here we start to explore the guest's reflections and also the possibilities. So we're helping them to reflect on what they've learned and also consider what might come next. It's the space for them to start imagining, dreaming, and expanding their thinking. Now, they are the general directions, but the way that we use this question compass, of course, depends on many things. The type of interview we're conducting, the audience that it's for, and the person that we're talking to. While we generally want to stay kind of balanced across the full compass, covering beliefs, experiences, ideas, and details, like all conversations, they are situational, relational, and contextual. So some interviews might need to stay lighter and focus more on the future, while others might require kind of deeper dives into the past and feel heavier. And look, what I love about this compass is it's not only a tool for preparing and then navigating through interviews in the moment, but it's also an incredibly useful way for revealing our own question-asking biases. Do you have any? Mm-hmm. Yes, you do. We all do. What we can do is we can listen back to an interview we've done, look at the question compass, and see what kind of questions that we're asking. This can help to explain why we might get stuck in only surface level answers, or why an interview might feel too heavy too quickly and the guest closes up. Perhaps we tend to focus too much on the past and our own assumptions get in the way, or we neglect future possibilities. When we can understand the patterns that we have, it really does allow us to ask more well-rounded questions and then have richer conversations. Now, it's quite detailed. This compass has taken me a whole childhood of gate opening, plus a couple of decades of actual work, to develop and master. So if you want to dive deeper and truly master it, I would love to take you through it. And the first session in my Hour of Power series that I told you about last week, and I think the week before, is called Ask Better Questions. And it is exactly that. It's a deep dive on this compass, and you will get the framework to keep and to have and to hold from that day forward. Am I somehow suggesting that you will become married to my compass? I don't know if you will. Anyway, I truly do think when you know how to use this compass, it changes everything. So either just rewind back to the start of this episode and listen through it a few more times until it becomes clear, or I'd love to see you in one of my workshops. Of course, the deets will be in the show notes, or the best way to find them is on LinkedIn or my website. You can go over there too, pennyterry.com. Okay, I am actually missing my question compass. I've done far too much telling and not enough asking in this episode, so I'm going to go and hang out with my question compass and find someone to interview. I'll talk to you next time.